Beloved radio friends, we welcome you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ to our blessed study from His precious Word relative to the second coming again of our Savior. We rejoice in the blessed fact that His coming is a certainty for every one of us to believe. And there is only one foundation for this conviction and the certainty of its truth. We repeat with emphasis, we rest entirely upon what is our foundation for believing even the first advent of Christ and also the second advent of Christ. And that foundation is none other than the Word of God. If we believe that Jesus came the first time and that He promised He would come again from the record that is in the inspired Word of God, we thus rest upon a solid foundation. We are taking proofs from the Word of God. Now let me repeat what I said. I hope you take it in. We are taking our proofs concerning the coming of the second coming of our Lord Jesus. We are taking our proof from the infallible and the undeniable and the indestructible and impregnable Word of the living God. The Lord Jesus said, heaven and earth may pass away, but My words shall not pass away. And we say with blessed emphasis, our proof that He is coming again is based upon the fact, the same word that told of His first coming tells of His second coming again too. I commend to my skeptic listener the fact that if you will read the contents of the New Testament entirely, you will find approximately 318 references to the second coming of Christ. I commend even further that if you were to read the burden of the prophecies of the Old Testament, the prophetic books particularly from Isaiah through Malachi, and there are other scriptures preceding that, but particularly the prophets, they too herald with emphasis the blessed coming in power and glory and a kingdom that our Lord Jesus Christ will have upon and over the earth. And that is describing that kingdom when He shall come back again. For He never got that kingdom when He first came. The world gave Him a cross. God gave Him a throne above. They crowned Him with thorns when they crucified Him at the tree of Calvary. Following His death and burial and resurrection, God crowned Him in heaven with glory and honor. And when He comes back to the earth, according to Revelation chapter 19, they shall see Him coming, and upon His head will be many crowns, diadems of glory, when He takes the kingdoms of the earth for Himself. My beloved, again we repeat, we take our emphasis and our premise that He's coming again from the impregnable, the indestructible, the irrefutable, the imperishable Word of God. We've already touched on one personal promise, one proof from the lips of the blessed Savior again. Personally did He say in John chapter 14, verse 1 through 3, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Yes, the skeptics may say, let them say it, where is the promise of His coming? But the believer says it's right here. He has kept His word in the ages of the past, and He will keep His promise again. But we go to another scripture, proving from God's word the assurance that He will come again. Today we go to chapter 1 in the book of the Acts, if you please. This is the occasion, the last occasion that our beloved and blessed Lord had His feet upon the earth before His ascension back into heaven. May I read the words of the Lord Jesus as we have the disciples saying unto Him in verse 6, Lord, wilt Thou at this time restore the kingdom unto Israel? Jesus said unto them, 'tis not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and in the othermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come again, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. My beloved, we have noted his own personal promise in John 14. Now we have the angelic confirmation. As thus they spoke to the disciples at the blessed ascent of the beloved and blessed Lord. Now may I point out some blessed truths regarding this scene of which we have just read. The confirmation, first of all, of our Lord's resurrection and his ascension. Oh, will you note these words as you look at verse 9 in particular, when the Lord Jesus has spoken and declared to his disciples their responsibility to be witnesses for him, not only in Jerusalem, not only in Judea, not only in Samaria, but even to the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had finished speaking those things, while they beheld, he was taken up. He was taken up. Lovely words. Where did he go? And the cloud received him out of their sight. Ah, my beloved, this is a testimony and a confirmation of his blessed resurrection and also his ascension. Have you never read in John chapter 13 and verse 3? Wonderful words recorded of the Lord Jesus on that night in the upper room when he washed the disciples' feet. Knowing that he was come from God, and that he went to God. My beloved, let me say, he came from the God of glory, his Father above, to the world below, to be your Savior and mine, to die upon the cross for our sins. But he went back. Yea, earth gave him a cross. God gave him a throne of glory in heaven. And as the angels thus confirm it, and as the disciples indeed witness it, he was taken up, and his ascension as well as his resurrection are both confirmed, as the cloud received him out of their sight. But note, his present abode, where is it? While they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, two men, undoubtedly angels, stood by them in white apparel, which said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? And will you know what the angels told the disciples? They told them where he had gone. He is taken up from you into heaven. My beloved, I know where my Savior is. I don't go to Bethlehem and look for him. I don't have to. He wouldn't be found there. Neither would I wander through the hills of Galilee, nor tread the streets of Jerusalem, expecting to find him there. No, I would not even go to the cross of Calvary, Golgotha's hill, though I've been there literally and witnessed the place. But he wasn't there. Yes, even the tomb that supposedly was his, where he was buried, that tomb was empty. My beloved, he's not on the earth. He was taken up into heaven. Oh, my beloved, I raise the question. Wouldn't you like to go there too and be with him? Remember his promise? I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. May God help you, my friend, if you know not the Savior, to be convicted and converted by the power of the blessed Spirit of God and His regenerating grace. But please note something else. The confirmation of the angels that He would come again. This same Jesus, please, not another. Can I add a word very carefully, solemnly? There are men in the world today who proclaim themselves and pretend to be Christ. Oh, yes. There are men living upon the earth today, religious imposters, who seek to proclaim they are Christ, the Messiah. Can I just think of an incident where there was one such in the city of New York? For some time, and a Christian happened to see that man walking down the street, and he went to him, and he accosted him, saying, "Are you the Messiah?" And he answered in the affirmative, "I am." Said the Christian, "Let me see your hands." And as he stretched out his hands, the Christian said, "You're not my Savior. There are nail prints in my Savior's hands." My beloved, if you find anybody pretending to be Christ, take a good look at their hands. See if there are any nail prints there. Ah, that blessed one still bears the nail prints. And it will be the same Jesus who will come again. As the angel says, though He's a present, His present abode is in heaven. This same Jesus is coming. How did He go? Personally? Physically? Literally? Bodily? How will He return? The same way. He'll come back. Personally? Literally? Bodily? My beloved friend, will you stop and do some thinking? Deep, serious thinking. Are you ready to meet Him? We have not only the promise of the Savior Himself, we have the confirmation of the angels at the very time of His departure, when the disciples witnessed Him ascend back to heaven. And the angels confirming the same Jesus personally, literally, bodily, physically, is coming back. My friend, what will He say to you? Is He your Savior? Fall at His feet. Receive Him now. Father, bless the word to the salvation of some dear sinner and the blessing of all the saints. In Jesus' name, amen.